What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
You know what I'm thinking? It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Since we can't do a video clip with it because of the music in it, we got to get Justin, our video guy, to just put it out without the music, and then people can add their own music at their leisure. They could just do it at home.
Yeah, get roasted for that.
Who cares?
Because I certainly take the microphone like I'm really singing.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I've really gotten into it.
Well, man. Mondays are getting good.
They are.
That's why we need this win on Sunday, because Monday at Chickie's.
Monday will be crazy.
A lot of cell phones. We're getting the cell phone lights as well, because people don't do lighters anymore. Yeah.
What's a lighter?
Yeah, we don't use lighters anymore, but we get the cell phone light now.
And us doing that every day at Radio Row. It would be too funny not to.
Yes. It's like when we did it at the dentist's office.
Ike is worried about us doing it on Radio
Row. No. I want to do it on Radio Row.
It's going to be so
I want everybody
ridiculous.
Uncomfortable. I want everybody out here, these idiots again at 5:30 yelling and screaming.
Trying to do their shows.
Yes.
People complaining.
People hear us in the background of their shows.
Yeah. Their 18th interview of the day.
Yeah. Our loser sister station in Kansas City, all perturbed by it. Eat it, losers. You already have a bunch of Super Bowls.
Buffalo,
don't care. Sing along.
Bunch of losers in Buffalo, too.
Yes.
Do we have a sister station in Buffalo?
We do.
Okay.
We have Buffalo. We have Rochester, who also talks about the Bills. Okay. They don't have our Mike. Do you know Mike? You don't know Mike Danger. You do like. You know.
I know him. Yeah.
They're not on. It's not full-time sports, but they do have local shows in drive time. So, so they'll be there.
All right, let's take care of the Commanders.
Let's do it. So we
don't rob us of this. 5:30 Creed live from New Orleans.
Oh, man.
Who's half? Oh, it's Kendrick Lamar's halftime. I was going to see if Kendrick wanted to come over and sing 5:30 Creed with us, but I'm
probably not.
Yeah,
it'd be a great moment,
not,
though.
Yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What's up,
what up, Ike?
Hey, man. Yo, a couple things real quick before I get to the Eagles. One, the delegation, not happy with you, the brothers.
What happened?
What now?
The snowfall is legit, man.
The show?
Yeah, that's a legit show. When that dude called you.
I never even heard of it before.
dude, he's off now, but he used to come on FX. And dude mess with the girl Lori Harvey or whatever. So,
I'm a Lori Harvey fan now. Yeah,
he ain't did no other real big time movies after that. But he that's a legit show though.
Okay, and I'm familiar with the subject. You talking about Freeway Ricky Rose? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I know Freeway.
And, yo, then the other thing I wanted to say is, with y'all topic earlier, I've always been rocking with Nick. Like, I was calling up defending him. With that guy right there. I used to be calling up and defending him and whatever. And I used to, I usually defend the players and the coaches when all the fans is mad at them and always be going at fans like, yo, they humans and stuff like that. I always thought Nick was legit to himself, and that's what I liked about him. He was authentic. So that's the whole thing. He don't do everything right, but he do what he really, he act like himself.
That's right.
I always respected that about him, man.
He is who he is.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I want to give a shout out to y'all coworker, and your teammate, your former teammate, Jason Avant. Okay. When I was coming back from the game, stuck in that parking lot for an hour. I was listening to, and shout out to Robbie E too, listening to the post game show.
Yeah.
That he made a great point. They both said it. Like, Jalen was 15 for 20 and had like three drops that would have probably got him up to about almost 200. That drop, that wasn't even dropped. AJ had two drops because he had the one across the middle, and then he had the long one.
Yep.
And then Devontae had the joint where he got popped, and they gave him that. They gave him that
the penalty,
penalty or whatever. Mm-hmm. And those passes was on point. So I'm not saying he played great because he held on to the ball. And then think about a lot of the other little miscues that screen play to Goddard
should have been yards. Yep.
Yeah, that would have got us down to about the five.
Yep.
These are little plays that people don't mention enough. To say, like, all we say is, like, Jalen holds the ball, didn't throw it in the offense, and this, that, third. But these is, like, what they say, the game within the game. And that cost us, too. Just, we have a whole lot of penalties, but they were some big ones. And I also, like, and that's the other thing. I haven't heard y'all mention it too much, but I heard Jalen say they simulated the snap when he was doing the touch push.
Yeah, well, Brandon mentioned it last night. They said they were calling out the snap count, which you're not allowed to do. But Brandon said, actually, people get away with it. He was like, if you can get away with it.
Yep.
It's so loud. It was so loud in that stadium. Yep. I don't know how they can hear it. So I'm not going to 100% kill the refs, but I'm saying I can understand why Lane might have jumped or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm just saying. I just point out like the little things that hampered us because we scored, 28? And with two missed field goals, the sixth man.
We scored 26. Yeah.
26, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the last thing about Jake, because my man in the morning always wanted to get rid of
him. No, we scored 28-22.
Okay, I thought it was 26-20. Okay, all right.
That's the last thing. Joe wanted to get rid of Jake Elliott, and I understand he's struggling, but like I said, I ride with my team or whatever. The thing about him, Seth said it the other day, he ain't missed a kick in the playoff. That's what Seth said his whole career.
He's yeah.
22. So listen, man, I ain't bringing nobody off the street.
No.
No.
You can say you want to get rid of them. They're not getting rid of them.
They're not doing it. And the guy's a Super Bowl legend. They're not going to do that to Jake Elliott.
Nah. They're going
to happen. Say,
let me give you a question.
Yeah. Okay. So the question, let me let everybody know. The next question today, because today in 1978, Saturday Night Fever went to number one, which is a breakthrough performance for John Travolta. So for next question today, you get tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria August 27th at the Skyline Stage in The Man, if you get it, is give us a breakthrough performance. So give us one, Ike.
Real quick, can it be a TV first?
It can be whatever you want.
All right, give me Idris Elba off The Wire.
Boom.
That is a big one. Idris Elba on The Wire is
Boom.
A big one.
There you go.
All right, be easy.
All right.
All right, Ike.
All right, Ike. The final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Is this year's Eagles coaching the best coaching, single-season coaching performance in Philadelphia history? 70% say no, 30% say yes. Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. So, Mina Kimes, ESPN analyst, also was talking about... Now, you know, the Eagles have been a national topic all year, but this week there's going to be a lot of national, I always find it interesting when somebody a new set of eyes starts talking about. So here's what Mina Kimes said about Jalen Hurts' performance.
Jalen Hurts didn't have to do a lot in this game, but the passing game obviously has to be better for them to win a Super Bowl. And one thing specifically that jumped out to me watching this, there's a lot we can get into about Hurts and his performance. Simulated pressures gave him fits in this one. Outside of the Hail Mary, on half of the sacks, there was some sort of defender dropping from the line of scrimmage, and it gave Jalen Hurts pause after the snap, and that was enough for the Rams to get home. If I'm Dan Quinn watching this, I implement a heavy dose of simulated pressures when I go up against this Eagles team. And by the way, if they get past them, I can tell you that Steve Spagnuolo or Sean McDermott and his defense are going to do the same.
What do you think of that?
Well, certainly Kansas City will do that. That's a Jim Johnson staple, running simulated pressures. Yeah, it's something that has given Jalen a little bit of trouble. in the past. And what it is where you get these guys lined up in certain gaps, making it look as if they're going to blitz.
And then they drop back
into
coverage.
And they drop out in coverage afterwards. Or they may bring one extra guy, and then they still have the one linebacker guy waiting in case Jalen decides to break, contain, or break the pocket and start running. It's a little bit of cat and mouse, right? It's a little bit of cat and mouse. So he certainly has struggled with that at times. But here's what I'll say about that. Even with that, and it was a good defensive game plan from the Rams. I'm not taking anything away from them. It was a very good defensive game plan. Even with that, there were opportunities there. There were opportunities there. Ike brought up some significant stuff that, yeah, if those plays are made, and I know the AJ drop, it happened, okay. But the Dallas Goedert tight end screenplay was perfectly designed. If Mekhi Becton doesn't get down the field early, that's probably 25 yards added to Jalen's passing there. And if you think about the turnovers the defense created, the Eagles almost self-inflicted wounds themselves to not get in the end zone to where they should have scored touchdowns. So if it weren't for our own mistakes, that game could have been out of reach, right? Mm-hmm. It was because of our own mistakes that the game was close. We always say, Spike, kicking field goals don't do anything but keep the other team in it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what it does. So that's one of your things about scoring touchdowns.
That's why
I
want to go for it on fourth downs, by the way.
Yes, that's one of your things there.
And there was that fourth and four from the 37 was, I was glad they went for it. I want them to go for those things, but it felt like a little,
yes.
It felt like early season, Nick. I was like, are we really going for it on fourth down at the 37 yard line?
And that's where I give Coach a lot of credit because he felt it needed to happen.
Right. We need to keep the ball.
We need to keep the ball. The momentum is starting to change. The crazy thing is, as I'm sitting there watching it, we all knew they were about to run a slant play to A.J. Brown.
Yes. Well, that's yes. Honestly, that play makes me think, like, why do we not
do it more?
Every fourth and four, just go ahead, stop that. I dare you to stop it, you know? We actually got lucky. What's it? Nakua dropped a couple, and I think Cup dropped one, too, you know?
Yeah. And Nakua slipped on one of the deep balls. I thought Stafford put it on the right spot, but Nakua was going for it and slipped. That would have put them right in position.
Yeah. No, you're right. There are plays there that the Rams could have easily – it still could have been a different game. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's why every Eagles game makes me nauseous, because they're all one-score games going into the fourth quarter, or they become one-score games very quickly.
Yep.
And, boy, the margin for error for the defense for this year, and they've been great, but man, like,
you're playing better teams now too.
Yes,
these teams ain't going away.
No, the Rams didn't go away, as they proved. The Commanders aren't gonna go away.
Yep.
Get your calls right after Ike tells you about Elite Acura.
How about that experience? Luxury reimagined with the all new Acura ADX at Elite Acura. Now this isn't just another SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology, featuring a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system. Try to say that three times. The most advanced Acura Watch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingertips. Now, I'm assuming a digital cockpit means it's on the steering wheel, but that's just me. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. And right now, get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. Now, the future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today, located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or schedule your VIP test drive with EliteAcura.com. It's like I always tell you, no one can compete with Elite. Tell them Ike sent you. Limited time offer. See dealer for details. Vehicle features and availability may vary.
Call them.
Call him.
Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby.
Wow, this is the greatest phone Yoshi's ever called on. What is this phone line? Are you calling us from a landline?
Definitely.
No, I'm calling you from my iPhone. Listening, I usually be in my Jeep driving home.
Ah, this sounds lovely. You should call us like this more.
Well, a lot of times my wife works at home, and I talk so loud when I'm talking to y'all. But see,
I wouldn't imagine that.
What'd you say?
I wouldn't imagine that you talk so loud.
Yeah, that's shocking. Shocking.
You know, that's talker. So funny. I talk just like you, Ike Reese. How about you? I talk just like you.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
You're funny, man. What's his name? Don't even know who your black people are. That's why.
Oh, wow. He went right for the throat.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I won't go say nothing because Ike had touched on it. What's his name? Pause. But then he had to go, I ain't Jack. And with him acting like Jack. What's his name? That don't make no sense. Oh. That's why y'all sound better singing the song now than Jack back. Jack, they sound horrible singing that song when he was gone. You carried it. You are the carrier of that song.
I thought Tom would get credit for one thing.
Hey, that's right. What's name? I'm giving you love since Ike Reese want to mess with me from the gate. And then, no. Want to talk about how good my phone sound. What's name? Like, golly. It do sound pretty good, though, don't it, bro? What's name? Let me stop messing with y'all. Ike, what's name? But you do got to do better, man. Like, at least know the boy was, what's name, doing the nasty with Lori Harvey. That's what I know about it. What's name? Like, come on, man. Come on. And you know what? I think, the football, like, far as best, like, I think for Doug Peterson and that staff to lose all their rent money but still paid their bills in 2017, that's one of the greatest coaching performances I've ever seen. I mean, that was just beautiful, and we got what we wanted to get. But this year, man, If they can reboot this movie from last year and the way it started off, what's name, like it won't going to be good, and then they did some rewriting, and this script just got so good after the first four pages, and they get where they need to be and win this thing, man. Oh, man, what's name? This probably will, what's name, be the best coaching season because the coach changed how he had to go about doing things, and that's what really counted. He shaved his head. He's growing his hair back now, and we're still winning. I mean – but that 2017, what's the name, losing everybody and still doing it, that was big. And real quick, my breakout performance.
Yes.
I got two. One of them, I don't care about winning that. I think Jamie Foxx, what's the name, is daggone, make it do what it do. Ray Charles. That like, you already knew who he was, but that took that boy up to making over 20 million movie, what's the name. He got to make albums and everything, what's the name. Like, everybody knew who, like, white folks really knew who he was after that movie. You know what I'm talking about, Ike Reese? Do you know that much, Ike Reese? What's his name? But my real breakout...
Who, Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Dude, he was already famous.
Are you kidding me, Yoshi?
No, man. When he did Ray, everybody knew him, but when he did Ray, that put him on another level, bro.
I got him an Oscar. Yep, that got him an Oscar.
Put him on the A-list. He was just Jamie Foxx, but he became Jamie Foxx. He was an A-lister after Ray, bro. Like, for sure. I said I ain't trying to win it anyway. But my real answer is when Ike Reese got that package from Blue Chew, that was a breakout performance. The rebirth of Isaiah Reese.
Man, listen. See, this is where, and see, this is this scene. Hey, let me just let
you. He was going to pound down the
club. I'm not going to even indulge in this, man.
No, I think you just got to let this.
It's called a big dose of D.
Hey, all of it, Jack. Why didn't Nick Saban one too?
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. All right, Yoshi, you done.
All right, we got to let Yoshi go.
Now I'm awake.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness gracious.
Why am I the only one catching strays for the Blue Chew reads?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's not fair. I think I have a part in it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sure you indulge.
Yeah, Jack hides out in the corner during it.
Well, I feel kind of lost without my drop board.
Oh, yeah.
My addition to the Blue Chew read, I really feel like, is the drop board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
sort of unfair to, like, Ruben Amaro.
No, it totally is. You should get.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, that drop. I know he hates to hear that.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Hey, you know what, Jack? You should record all those drops in your voice for the Blue Chew part of it.
No. We'll not do that. It's way funnier when it's someone else.
Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Ike.
Yo.
Stop talking about digital cockpits because my wife is going to cancel my Blue Chew subscription.
Wait, digital what?
Cockpit.
Oh.
digital cockpits. I can't get past that. Anyway, yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a computer hacker, right? So I hacked into Honest Jack.
Oh, wow.
And I asked Honest Jack if he really wants the Eagles to win a Super Bowl.
Mm.
And he said no. He told me that he hopes the Eagles lose so he can talk more baseball.
Well, I don't really need to talk any more baseball, but
yeah.
It sounds like you found the first day you ever found Liar Jack.
No. Yeah.
Dying for a Super Bowl back here.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I think Honest Jack said that when he was on the... And what's happened to Honest Jack now that regular Jack is back? I feel like you're suppressing Honest Jack.
Good.
He still exists.
I got a job to do.
Mm.
Well, I'll keep hacking into him if
all
you
right.
want. But, all right. Spike, I called PETA, and I told them that you said punching horses is...
I said, it's so, funny, but bad.
He actually endorsed it.
No, said, I said, don't do that.
I said, do more of it.
No. Sometimes bad things are funny for a moment, but also bad.
So let's talk the Kellen Moore thing
a
little bit. He's a good offensive coach.
Yeah.
Do you really think he's going to make a good head coach in the NFL?
No.
I don't think so.
Feels appropriate for Dallas.
Which is why he should go to Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and then that's an endorsement for Nick Sirianni, right? Like, let's give him his...
Mm-mm. Oh, I thought you meant as far as giving him the play calling.
No. I mean, get another offensive coordinator in here besides Kellen Moore who can do the same thing. Kellen Moore was open to change, right? He changed the playbook to win games and whatever. He's going to go to Dallas and lose.
And you know what, Pat? My guess is that Kellen Moore doesn't become a head coach, but sometimes until you're in that position, you're not really... Until you've gotten the leeway to become that person, you're not... You don't really do it. I would assume he doesn't scream head coach to me, but not every guy that ends up being Kyle Shanahan doesn't scream head coach, head coach to me. So who knows? I have no idea. But what I do know, appreciate the call, Pat, is like Dallas needs a guy who's not going to
cause waves. He's a perfect match for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Perfect match for the Dallas
Cowboys. Perfect. Absolutely.
You're familiar with him. Reminds me of Jason Garrett.
Yes.
I mean, Jason Garrett nearly coached there for 10 years, almost.
Yes. And same thing, backup quarterback for the Cowboys.
No, it was there.
Yes.
Jerry knows him.
Jason Garrett had a couple of good moments as a backup, if I remember correctly. I think he threw for 300 yards.
I'm going to say, did I play against Jason Garrett?
Didn't he have a great Thanksgiving?
Yes, that was the game.
Yeah. I remember Jason Garrett.
Yeah. He's the worst on TV. I can't believe he's got the robot smile.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't seem like a real guy, you know? He's got a 6-3 total record.
As a starter.
So he started five games in 98 and then two games in 99.
He's 98 for the Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
They weren't against me, I don't believe. I don't think any of those five were against the Eagles.
Trying to see here. These station computers, excellent pieces of equipment here. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers.
Jason Garrett.
Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Best coaching job of all time? How about the job I did as brand manager at WIP? Spike in the studio.
Bro, I made this show. Look.
Huh?
Look.
That's good. Would have been a good...
I didn't say it, but,
Yeah.
It is what it is. You did not play against Jason Garrett in 98.
Awesome.
He did throw for 287 yards and two touchdowns against Carolina in a win on October 11th. Though. What's next?
It was tough getting to work today with all the cameras outside my house begging for my thoughts on the Eagles.
Kenny
from the Dirty 30.
Poor Kenny, dude.
It's tough to get there, man.
Yep.
Kenny is the headliner on humblebrag.com.
You're not going to live that one down, Kenny.
Never. Nobody lives anything down with us, but he's certainly not living that down. What's next?
Should Spike be banned from the show until he apologizes to Elliot? He threatened him with violence at the end of the 3 o'clock hour. Rick in Harleysville.
I
told him he was going to ring his neck. Yeah, I want to kill him.
When other callers have done that, they get banned from the show.
I did not ban Chuck for threatening to cut my fingers off. Wow. He left the show.
He's back now.
And came back.
Well,
like he always does.
He has not announced he's back, so he's not.
Okay, that's true. I forgot about that.
He has to announce he's back. No apologies. You just have to say you want to be an afternoon show caller again. That's all. What's next?
The snark off between Ken and Spike is truly the stuff of legends.
Mark
and Modco.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Like you both turn it on.
Yeah, passive aggressive, condescending.
Nauseating, in a way.
Yep. I did get that's a good point from him.
Did.
That was growth.
Yeah. What's next?
For the record, Insider of the Year candidate had basically nothing on Jalen and Quinion's injuries, but had a good 7 minutes on peacoats. Tim in Newark.
In fairness, we asked him about the peacoats. It wasn't
Elliot. He was ready to talk about it.
Yep. Oh, he was. He was.
And he said he's bringing it out this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Ankle length.
Yeah, he talks a big game on Tuesday, and then by Sunday, he usually changes it up.
Ellen Shore Parks.
Exactly
Ellen
right.
Shore Parks.
What's next?
Ellen Short Parks.
Ellen Short Parks is right. What's next?
Before the season, Joel Embiid is cooked. Today, Paul George is a disaster. Clear frontrunner for Sixers Insider of the Year, Elliot Shore Parks.
Texter
makes a point.
He managed to not fall for the trap.
Not again.
Well, it's only because we had to go to break.
Fell for it. Yeah. Well, and we had Jordan.
Boy, and we had Jordan.
But you know what? The difference between you and him is that you know too much about basketball for me to ignore it. I simply don't respect Elliot's opinion about basketball enough to argue with him.
Wow.
I was just like, what are you talking about?
Jack treats him with baseball.
Yeah. And he still comes with takes. I give him credit.
He knows more about basketball than baseball. Mm. Which isn't saying a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that with baseball, it's like talking to a stone wall. I mean, it's just only to troll me.
Oh, man, I love Elliot. So for next question today, the winner gets a pair of tickets to Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday, August 27th at the Highmark Skyline Stage at The Man. Lovely place to see a show there in Fairmount Park. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. It was based on Saturday Night Fever going to number one in 1978 on this day. Breakout performance for John Travolta. So it was Give Us a Breakout Performance. What are the leaders there?
Well, there's only four answers. So. Okay. We're not allowed.
Wow, awesome!
I know. Al Pacino in The Godfather, Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny, Idris Elba in The Wire, and Jamie Foxx in Ray, which is a horrible answer.
That's a terrible answer.
Yeah, I feel like it's Marissa Tomei,
or Idris Elba,
Yeah, I would go with Marissa Tomei.
That was like a sensation. It felt like a breakout performance when it happened.
And you and Ken are on good terms, so it'd be a good way to reward Ken.
Yes, and send him to Coheed and Cambria.
Yes.
All the very emo Ken. I'm sure he'll have fun with all this.
Sounds right.
Yep. You know? What do you got coming up with Fritz at 6? And then TK will be after Fritz at 6. But what's coming up in Fritz at 6?
We're going to do a Saquon Barkley appreciation night.
Oh,
there you go.
That's appropriate.
I just want to talk about Saquon.
Oh, man. Talk about Saquon.
Because you want to know why, Ike?
Why?
I love him.
Love 2K say, man. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love him, man. Yeah,
listen, it's a happy time. Happy time. And I don't want to talk about Jalen.
Yeah. How long till?
And I don't want to talk about Jalen.
How long till somebody calls about Jalen?
I was in that first segment. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether or not he takes the call.
Yes.
That's the key. You got to navigate
that. Jason Garrett on Thanksgiving in 1994 beat the Packers 42-31.
I do remember that one.
Threw for 311 yards and two touchdowns. 311 yards on 15 completions.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right, Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Are your kitchen appliances playoff ready? Well, they better be, because we might have a big game coming up in a couple weeks. You got to make sure when you're having people over, they're like, wow, where'd you get these appliances? The only place to go to for all of your appliance needs is National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard me talk about them. If you haven't gotten down there, get down there today. And there's for a lot of reasons why you have to get down there. One, is that you will your dollar's always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store to ensure, again, that your dollar's is stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. But on top of that, it's in tax-free Delaware. And finally, they always have great savings events going on, like the Friends and Family Savings Event that is backed by popular demand. So get that on National Appliance Warehouse and experience some great savings as well. But on top of that, you're going to get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. Their team is knowledgeable. They're fun. You walk in, you truly feel like you're a part of their family. Take it from me. Go down to National Appliance Warehouse and experience it for yourself. But on top of all of that, you are also going to get the best appliances, the most important thing. From Sub-Zero to Budget, they have all the appliances for you, over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.